Politics and ethnicity have gone hand in hand for much of the last century in Rhode Island. Italians, Irish, French, Canadians, and Portuguese have been the most politically prominent groups. This year, the governor's race suggests a new power is rising, Latinos, in particular Dominicans. NPR's Hansi Lo Wang reports on how that new voting bloc is fitting into the traditional ethnic mosaic.
Parades, social clubs, awards dinners. There's another can't-miss campaign stop if you're running to be Rhode Island's next governor.
Y ahora en LPR, hablemos de política con el Dr. Pablo Rodríguez.
The makeshift studios of Latino Public Radio, housed in a two-story single-family home complete with a living room, dog, and cat. This local Spanish-language radio station was co-founded almost a decade ago by Pablo Rodriguez.
Gina, bienvenida al programa.
Gracias, Pablo. Buenos días.
On this morning, Rodriguez is talking politics with State Treasurer Gina Raimondo, the granddaughter of Italian immigrants. She's one of five on an ethnically diverse slate of candidates in this year's governor's race. In addition to an Italian-American, there's a Dominican-American mayor of Providence, Angel Taveras, and Cranston Mayor Alan Fung, the son of immigrants from Hong Kong. There's also businessman Ken Block and Clay Pell.
Hola, soy Clay Pell. Hoy me anuncio mi candidatura.
Pell speaks Spanish, Chinese, and Arabic. He's a grandson of Rhode Island's longest-serving U.S. senator and the genetic torchbearer of the Yankee patrician class that once dominated the state. Pablo Rodriguez says times have changed.
Every campaign, no matter whether Democrat, whether Republican, all of them try to get to my show. At least once a month.
People return your calls now.
Oh, absolutely. Actually, I don't even have to call them. They call me.
Rhode Island's Latino community has almost doubled over the past decade. That's led to a reordering of the state's traditional political landscape.
Is there an Italian vote out there now? Yeah, I guess you could say there is, but it's not like it was 20 years ago or 30 years ago. The Irish vote, I think people even less.
Former Providence Mayor Buddy Cianci served two terms in the state capitol. Both ended with forced resignations after criminal convictions. But despite the controversies, his election in 1974 marked a first for Italian Americans in a city long governed by Irish Americans. Both groups had deposed the state's Yankee Protestant ruling elite decades earlier.
Now, the Hispanics are some years behind, and that's why they believe that they need to get political power, and I agree with them. And that's the natural progression in America.
Rhode Island's Dominican Independence and Heritage Awards are part of that progression. For 10 years, social worker Evereen Perez has organized the event. She says that when she and her committee throw a party, politicians line up.
This is good. Oh my God, they all here. I'm not surprised.
Perez left the Dominican Republic for Rhode Island as a teenager in the late 1970s, long before she could imagine a son of Dominican immigrants would eventually become Providence's first Latino mayor and run to be the state's first Latino governor. Is it safe to say I can guess who you're voting for?
It's supposed to be sacred, but you can guess.
Angel Taveras.
Yeah, he's my body, yeah.
Still, the Latino community itself includes immigrants from many countries, and Dominican-American candidate Angel Taveras will have to work for the vote. Maritza Martel is still undecided, but she says one thing is clear. Rhode Island today is more welcoming than when she moved from Puerto Rico in 1980.
So many doors were closing to me, being a woman and Latina and with an accent. You cannot make it. However, now I feel that I can talk and people will listen.
All part of the circle of American political life, says Pablo Rodriguez of Latino Public Radio.
And, you know, 10, 20 years from now, we're going to have another group of immigrants in our position today. And they will be trying to, you know, take us down from the political power, as all communities eventually do.
And for now, politicians haven't forgotten that white residents still make up more than three-quarters of the state. For their recent interviews on Latino Public Radio, two of the gubernatorial candidates not only brought their own Spanish interpreters, but they were also armed in shades of green, geared up for their next campaign stop, the Pawtucket St. Patrick's Day Parade. Hansi Lo Wang, NPR News.